find yourself to blame, so eat it.
That can mean only one thing. It's time to stump the chef. Now, we've had James Beard Award winners on Stump the Chef. We've had all kinds of important people in the world of cuisine. And today, we've got John Cass. Now this is a shameless... This is a shameless way to promote the Chicago Way, the very entertaining, very popular podcast that is hosted here at WGNRadio.com. But I'm going to allow it, Your Honor, because I think it's... I think it will help. Now you're a very great home cook, right? I mean that everybody agrees on.
Wait a second. Stop for a second. You start talking about James Beard Award winners and all these great chefs, and then we got John Cass, this loser.
That's a loser.
Thanks a lot.
I said you're not one. One of these things. You know what this is? You know what this is, John? This is like that Sesame Street thing, or was it Electric Company? I can't remember. One of these things is not like the other. That's all I'm saying.
Clutch cargo is not like paddle foot. I got it.
Okay, very good. Now, here we go. You understand the rules of this particular exercise. The idea is we've got a contestant here who's already won a gift certificate. Hold on, I'm going to tell you what the gift certificate is. It's very important. A $25 restaurant gift card, and that is the... what is it? Oh, Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Order online at loumalnati's.com. Lou Malnati's app for curbside pickup and no contact delivery right there.
Right.
All right. Found that. That's very important. Okay. Now, Chuck has come up with three ingredients from his kitchen. Things, primarily, if you look, and John, I bet you this is true in your house, too. If you open up the cabinets, you take a look back there, you'll see there are things you haven't used and you're not going to use. And, Chuck, what are your ingredients?
So I got some flank steak, I got a little bit of croutons, and then I got a little bit of onions.
Onions, not chickpeas? I thought they were chickpeas.
I got a lot, and they asked which one it was. I thought it was garbanzo beans.
Yeah, that's the same thing, chickpeas and garbanzo beans. That's so they can charge more, they call it chickpeas. All right, here we go. John Cass, what are you going to do with that?
I'm going to fry the steak, okay? I'm going to fry it with salt and pepper. I'm going to dry it off first. I'll put salt and pepper on. I throw it into a pan. And I cook it maybe about just a little sear on each side. Then I put it in the oven at about 270 degrees. And I wait till it's internal temperature of about 125 degrees, maybe 123. Because I don't want to go too crazy.
Right.
But then I take it out, put it on the side, let it rest, because you have to let steak rest. And into the pan, I put, lemon, garlic, mustard, a little bit of chicken stock, maybe some wine, and I make a pan sauce. And with that, I take it off the heat, I put a pat of butter in there, and I stir it off the heat. And then put it back, and then toss in some chopped chives or parsley most likely, for a nice pan sauce. Now for the chickpeas, these are great. You know, you can make hummus with them, but you know what people don't do? They don't get the dried chickpeas. This is who's the cook again? The caller?
It's Chuck.
The caller?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chuck. You get yourself some dried chickpeas and some raisins, like some dried roasted chickpeas. You know, you see them at a lot of Middle Eastern stores, Greek stores. And you get those and you mix them with about a equal amount or maybe just less of raisins. And that snack, chickpeas and raisins, is about maybe 3,000 years old at least. But it's really good. It's good when you're listening to roll count.
I know. That's real nice, John. Thanks for the plug. But the reality is that he's got the stuff in the can that's all wet. So what are you going to do with that? What would you like him to do with that?
Oh, Chuck. All right. With wet, like a can of wet chickpeas, you take some garlic. You press garlic. You know, maybe about a hoofta, which in the exact measurement, a hoofta is the whatever you can fit in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Put two hooftas of pressed garlic in there and throw in some tahini sauce and put it in a blender and make yourself some hummus.
Yeah,
that's and a good eat idea. It, right? Yeah. Salt and pepper. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, you can even go cayenne pepper if you want, and olive oil. Mm-hmm. And then you eat that with your steak. And the croutons, I don't know, feed them to the birds or put them on a salad or, you know, whatever you want.
You know what you do? Whenever croutons come up in this exercise, is we just crush them up and we put them over the top of something. That's all. That's the only thing you can really do. You crush them up so that they're powder, and then you use them lightly. You don't have to use the whole thing. All right, Chuck, there's your answer right there, and congratulations. If that doesn't work out for you, we got a pizza for you from Lou Malnati's, and that's the most important thing.
Don't feed the pigeons, Chuck.
Thanks, John.
All right, now, John Cass, I want to say that was pretty good. I would say that was, you know, you're not quite James Beard, but, you know, you're
good. That's because Jeff Carlin is your producer. He made sure it was easy for me. I would think that if you had something like saffron, anise, and, I don't know, chickpeas, then I wouldn't know what to do with them, you know.
That's true. That's what we thought, but you worked it out. John Cass, read him in the Chicago Tribune. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
All right. See you soon.